When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code GLOW.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Termination notices received by the Residential Tenancies Board in the first half of the year rose by 58% compared with the latter half of 2021, according to RTB analysis. Most landlords are exiting the markets because they want to sell their property. Owen O'Brien, Sinn Féin spokesperson for housing, joins me on the line now. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning to you.
The analysis says that landlords are exiting the markets because they want to sell the property. If you have eyes in your head, you can see the for sale signs up all over towns around the country. This is obviously because people are trying to cash out at the top of the market, and I guess they have tenants in situ at the moment.
Absolutely. In fact, in the last 12 months, we've seen a 100% increase in the number of notices to quit. And what that means, of course, is an increasing number of tenants who are losing their homes, increased numbers of presentations, and a larger number of adults and children in emergency accommodation. I think what's particularly worrying about the most recent quarter, almost 1,800 notices to quit, it's the highest on record. And what that means is over the coming 6 months, as those notices to quit expire, more of those people will end up homeless. You're absolutely right. There are accidental landlords, people who never wanted to be a landlord but got trapped in negative equity. They're obviously selling up because there's positive equity back in the market. There are, I suppose, single property landlords who never really entered the market for the rental yield. What they wanted was a cash lump sum, a contribution towards their pension. They're cashing out. But there are also other single property landlords who are leaving, and there's a variety of reasons that they'll explain for those. The difficulty is because government isn't providing an adequate supply of social or affordable housing, then the people who are getting the notice are getting caught in between. So I've written this morning to the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, and I'm urging him to convene a crisis meeting with representatives of landlord and tenant organisations, the RTB and opposition housing spokespeople, to put together a plan to try and slow down this disorderly exit of single property landlords for the market in an attempt to ensure that we don't see levels of homelessness increase, you know, to 11,000 plus in the coming months.
You'd nearly think that the REITs are a good idea. You know, if we have all these single property landlords, non-professional landlords, and we're so reliant on them, that there is, you know, the case for the investment trusts.
Well, first of all, if you look at other European jurisdictions that have much more stable rental markets, they have a mixture of large institutional investors, not-for-profit cost rental providers, and single property landlords. So it's not an argument as to whether you have large institutions or single properties. It's the way in which you regulate the market. Our problem is for 20 or 30 years, this market has been very badly regulated. It's led to huge peaks and troughs in rents and supply. But right now we're in a crisis. And therefore, we need a crisis response. And the kind of things that I think the minister needs to look at is the reintroduction of the ban on evictions into homelessness, is an acceleration of what we call the tenants in situ scheme, where local authorities purchase private rental properties where there's a haparaz tenant in it with a notice to quit. We do need to see an acceleration of the delivery of social housing, including the use of high quality modular and vacant homes. And we do need to look at the tax treatment of all categories of landlords. And again, I'm urging the minister, we cannot allow this crisis to continue to spiral out of control. We cannot allow homelessness continue to rise. And therefore, he needs to bring all of the relevant sectors together. The opposition parties are willing to play our part and put in place an emergency plan. Otherwise, the private rental sector will continue to shrink. And that is feeding the homelessness crisis, the student accommodation crisis, the affordability crisis, because government is not delivering a sufficient supply of social or affordable homes.
And finally, and briefly, if you can, Owen, because we're tight on time, Sinn Féin is calling for a hike of €50 in unemployment benefit, job seekers benefit.
Well, Piers Doherty is finalising our alternative budget. I'm not going to steal his thunder. He's going to announce the finer detail of that in early September. But we are looking at a range of measures to support both working families and people out of work as they deal with the rising cost of living. And the finer detail, as I say, will be published in September.
OK, thank you very much for that. Sinn Féin spokesperson on housing, Owen O'Brien.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.